This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, May 25th. God's word for you today is Peace Decides. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10. And it says, "The mountains may disappear and the hills may come to an end, but my love will never disappear. My promise of peace will not come to an end, says the Lord." To experience God's promise of peace, you must keep your thoughts on Jesus. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3 says, "You keep in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because it trusts in you." So, it is perfect peace not by changing your circumstances, but by changing your focus. Colossians chapter 3 verse 15 says, "Let the peace that Christ gives control your thinking." What does the word "let" mean? It means to allow. In other words, you can have God and God's peace and not allow God's peace to reign in your heart. A lot of Christians who are baptized in the Holy Spirit and are tongue-talking do not allow God's peace to reign. Are you going to allow God's peace reign in your heart? God's word says, "Let the peace, allow it, reign in your heart." That is the first thing. The second is control. Let it control your thinking. The word "control" literally means to umpire or to referee your thinking. So, let the peace that Christ gives referee your thinking. That is what the Bible is saying. Let the peace of Christ be the referee of your thinking. Wow, so huge. The Amplified version of the Bible puts it this way, "And let the peace, soul, harmony, which comes from Christ, rule, act as umpire continually in your heart, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds." So, let the peace of Christ decide the thoughts that get a yellow card or a red card. Let the peace of Christ decide what, who, and when substitution is made. Let the peace of Christ determine and become the referee in your mind. What a beautiful mind that will be. In soccer, football, it is the referee that determines penalties. The referee is so powerful. If the peace of Christ says it is a penalty, it is a penalty, even if there is no contact. Have you watched games where there is absolutely no contact, but the referee rules that it is a penalty? Guess what? It is a penalty because the referee's decision is final. Let the peace of God make the final decision in your mind. Even if it is a clear goal, the referee can disallow it, even with VAR. Everybody on the pitch can say it is a goal, and the referee alone says no goal. Listen, the peace of Christ can overrule things that want to take dominion over you legally. Things that think they have a legal ground to have control over you, the peace of God will say, "Cancelled, no go," and it will not stand. Will you let the peace of God be the referee? Let us pray. Father, I surrender full control to the peace that Christ gives. Control over my mind and thoughts to allow and disallow in harmony with God's will. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.